Joining us in the studio this morning is the CEO of the Mexico Area Family YMCA. Brooke Oliver is here, as a matter of fact, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. I'm awake, but I'm not sure about this microphone.
Yeah, that microphone needs a little bit of an energy drink or something, obviously, but we wanted to have you come in here this morning. We were going to talk a couple of things about going on over at the YMCA. The more you know, I think, is what we're going to call this segment this morning. People may not know, but on April the 2nd, you guys are going to become a polling place here in Mexico. Now, this is the first time that this is happening. So tell us about this, because Southside Christian Church used to be a polling place, but it's going to move over to the YMCA. I think, as I was understanding it from Lisa Smith, our county clerk, that the south side of Mexico will now be voting at the YMCA. Where are they going to vote at, and why does the YMCA take part in letting people come and vote there?
Sure. Thanks for that question, Matt. So earlier this year, Lisa over the courthouse gave us a call and said that they were searching for a new location for a polling place, and shared a little bit about what that process looked like and how that might look day of for the YMCA. And it was really a no-brainer. So, you know, I brought this opportunity to the board. They were in full support of it. It really aligns with our mission and our purpose in the community to serve community service and to fill that need and social responsibility. And so being a location that people are familiar with, that's accessible, that is got plenty of parking, that folks know how to get to, seems like just like a no-brainer, right? So we believe in social responsibility. It's one of our constructs. Voting is a natural process of that. So it just made sense for us to partner with the courthouse and provide a location for that polling place. So we are going to be doing that on April 2nd for the first time. So if you are part of that precinct, and be patient with us, it's our first time, but you'll just come in through the front doors at the YMCA, and you'll we'll have all the signage, and the courthouse is helping us with those preparations, and you'll vote in our cafe. But yeah, so you already know and love the Y, so why not vote there too?
Plenty of room to to go and vote over at the YMCA. It opens, polling opens at 7 a.m., closes at 7 p.m. It's going to be on Tuesday, April the 2nd. So if you are a voter in that area, make sure you get over to the YMCA. If you have questions about where you vote at, call the Audrain County Courthouse, and they'll be able to help you out with that. One other thing that we really wanted to kind of talk about, too, was that you are now hiring for camp counselors. That's going to be something big that will be coming up. I can't believe school is almost out. It's on the way, right?
The minute school starts, we're already planning for summer. And so our summer camp program is a really, really fun enrichment camp. And so we take about 60 kids. That opportunity will open up in middle to late May. The opportunity first goes to the kids who are already in our after-school program, and then when those spots are filled, we'll open it up to the public. You do not have to be a member to be part of our summer camp, but we have so much fun. We go to the pool every day. I'm not sure if anybody's seen the new water slides at the pool, but if that's enough reason to sign up for summer camp just so that you get to go to the water slides every day, I feel like that would probably convince me as a kid. So we do really fun field trips. We have guest speakers. We do science experiments and art experience, and we go to the park, and we go fishing, and we go visit local farms, and we just have a really good time. So it's an extension of summer school, right? So we start the Monday after summer school ends. We do provide lunch. We provide friendship, mentorship, fellowship, all of the ships, right? So come to the Y, sign up for summer camp. It is a full day camp with lunch provided, and we do have a lot of fun. But in order to provide that opportunity and have these fun experiences, we're looking for qualified staff who enjoy being around kids, who enjoy working on a team. And those applications can be found on our website or at the front desk. It's just our general application, and the position is for a day camp counselor.
So let me ask you, what kind of folks are you looking for to fill those counselor positions? Like, I have a student who's getting ready to go in the high school, but he's not quite 16 yet. Do you prefer that your applicants are 18 and older, or kind of tell us a little bit about that?
We do. We have a myriad of different licenses and trainings and requirements, because we are a program that runs through state licensing and what have you, especially with our food. And so we do prefer an older candidate who has a little bit more experience and checks some of those boxes for us. But really the most important thing that we're looking for is a desire to work with kids and a desire to work with people. But if you do have that 16-year-old in your life looking for a job, we're always hiring referees, lifeguards, babysitters, what have you. So there's probably a position for your loved one at the Y if they want to work. We've got a lot going on. So
well, I got him a haircut yesterday, my 15-year-old. Now I just need to get him a real job.
Yeah, but, he's ready.
Yeah, we'll try. we'll try. Another thing that we want to kind of touch on this morning is the annual support campaign that's going to be coming up. You guys gave away a ton of scholarships last year, and it's not just last year, but it's every year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I tell a lot of folks when they ask me what I do day to day, and I say the most important and the biggest part of my job is fundraising. And I fundraise until I'm blue in the face because I am able to help real people that I know and love, people that are my neighbors, my friends, your neighbors, your friends. And what's so rewarding about this position is all the money that we raise in Mexico goes directly back to Mexico. And so we don't have to give a share to the State Alliance or to National YUSA, what have you. It all stays here in the name of scholarship. And so I was just sharing with Matt earlier that I was filling out some paperwork yesterday and wrote this number, and it just caused me to pause and go, okay, this is the reason we do this. But we actually gave out in scholarships $75,000 last year in 2023. And we are on track to be in that same ballpark this year. And so the reason we fundraise is so that any family, regardless of their ability to pay, any person can benefit from the Y. We will never turn somebody away who wants to be a part of the YMCA family, ever. So whether that is for your membership, whether that's for soccer or swim lessons or whatever it may be, the reason we fundraise is so that we don't have to tell anybody no. And we will keep fundraising until that need is met. And so we fundraised right at $75,000 last year. So we are have our thumb on it. We know the tempo. We know what's needed. And I'm so thankful to the community who responds to that call of action. And so we start that campaign off in May. My brain's already gearing up to do that. So it's just kind of natural that we're talking about this now, especially with spring sports starting. Soccer is our biggest program, and so we really saw the need and the request for financial aid during the sports program, and we were able to respond and tell everybody yes. And that was because folks in this community have the heart to give in this capacity and recognize the Y as a valuable resource in this community and want to support it. And so thank you to anyone who's ever given to the Y, who will continue to give to the Y in the future, who will answer the call in a couple of months when Matt and I come to your door and say, hey, it's time. We need to do more for scholarships. The people here need us. The Y is a good thing. Let's keep this legacy going.
Absolutely. A lot of good things going on over the Mexico Area Family YMCA. We appreciate you coming in this morning and getting us updated, and we'll visit again soon.
Thanks, Matt.